Greer McAllister, talk a little about your newest book, Girl in Disguise.
I'd be happy to. I'm very excited about it. It's in the story of Kate Warren, who was the first female Pinkerton detective in the United States, the first private detective. And it's a novel, but it's based on a true story.
And this is your second book, Following the Magician's Lie. That was historical fiction, but both are focused on women that were either the first or among the first in their fields in a younger America. What kind of hooks you and your readers with this genre?
Well, definitely, I think the badass women of history are very interesting to me and to my readers. There are just so many stories that we haven't heard. You know, we have sort of the history of great men and some great women, but not nearly enough of the great women who did these great things. So Kate Warren was a real pioneer, and it's amazing. We know Alan Pinkerton's name because he was the head of the agency and because he was good at doing his own PR. But Kate Warren didn't have the opportunity to tell her story in the same way. So I think it's inspiring. It's inspiring to me as a writer, and I hope it's inspiring to readers, to women and men alike who read these stories of women doing amazing things and realize that it's been happening through history. It continues to happen today, and it'll happen in the future.
Your first book followed the story of a fictional woman magician, while this new book is about a real-life woman detective. Was it harder for you writing about a real person trying to keep to her true stories?
Well, this is a really interesting opportunity for me because I am a novelist, and so if there had been a great biography of Kate Warren, a great historical detail about Kate Warren that hewed only to the facts, I probably wouldn't have needed to write the novel, but very little is known about Kate Warren. Even I went to the Pinkerton Agency archives in the Library of Congress, and it only took me a day to get through everything that they had on Kate Warren. A lot of their records were destroyed in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, so any pre-1871 records are kind of shaky, and that was Kate's entire career took place in that space. So there were a lot of holes, and I got to create stories to fill them in.
The last time we talked, your first book, Magician's Lie, had just made USA Today's top seller list, and I think it was like number 5 on the best-selling e-books for Amazon. Have you got any bragging rights as yet for Girl in Disguise?
Well, so far with Girl in Disguise, it's an Indie Next pick. So the independent booksellers voted it as one of their favorites of the month. And it's also a Midwest Connections pick, which means the Midwestern booksellers specifically are promoting it and getting it out there. I got a nice review from NPR. I always love radio support. And that's hopefully those are some of many honors to come. Fingers crossed.
I saw on Netflix the other day, there was a TV show that ran just one season in 2014-15 called The Pinkertons, just 22 episodes, and then it got canceled, but the liner on it was a father and son team up with America's first female detective to solve crimes in the Wild West. Was that any inspiration for you, or had you ever even seen that before?
I actually had not known about it. I believe it was a Canadian show, and it aired on one of those cable channels I don't have. But now it's on Netflix, and so I was able to watch it actually after the book was turned in and done and complete. And that one actually follows Kate Warren after the Civil War, and my book completely takes place before and during the Civil War. So actually it's a nice kind of bookend if you do want to have some more of Kate's fictional adventures.
And you're appearing tonight at 7 at Dragonfly Books and Decorah. Do you do kind of a reading and a Q&A, or are there some other things you'd like to do at your appearances?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm doing a book club about The Magician's Lie at the library beforehand, and then talking about Girl in Disguise at 7 o'clock, like you said, at the bookstore. So I usually read just a little bit of a snippet of the book, but people can buy the book and read it themselves. So what I like to do is talk more about my inspiration. I talk about the process of learning more about Kate, and just take whatever questions the audience might have. That's who it's for.